No.
Oh, gee, that Betty Ramsey is a nice person. And so is Ralph, her husband. You're just gonna love him. We're sure lucky to have such good neighbors.
Look, honey, I don't think it's a good idea to get too friendly with the neighbors too fast.
Why not? We're gonna be living here the rest of our lives. Why shouldn't we get friendly with the neighbors right away?
That's just it. We are gonna be here for the rest of our lives, so I think that we should get chummy gradually.
Oh, well, maybe you can get chummy gradually. With me, it's instant chummy.
Well, I still say that you should rush into friendships.
Oh, push tush. There you are, some nice neighborly toast.
How about some nice unneighborly jelly?
Okay, dear, I'll get it.
Thank you.
Gee, you should see the Ramsey's house. It's all done in the most beautiful early American. I'm getting some wonderful ideas from Betty for redecorating our house. In the far distant future, of course. Here you are, doll.
Thank you.
Dish. Dish. Why don't you ask me what's the matter?
I can't afford to ask you what's the matter.
Honey, our old furniture looks just awful in our beautiful new house.
What are you talking about? When we bought this house, you said that our furniture would look perfect in here.
Well, we haven't got enough furniture for this big place. Oh, gee, honey, please, can't I buy just one new thing?
All right, I guess we could afford one new thing. What's it gonna be?
One house full of furniture. One downstairs full of furniture. One living room full of furniture. Oh, if you put some seeds in your head, you could use it for a maraca.
Look, Lucy, we just cannot afford a lot of new furniture right now.
But this stuff looks so awful. Look, why can't we put all this in the den? And then all we'll need is just a few basic things, you know, like a table and a lamp and a little old rug. Oh, please, honey, please.
All right, all right. You can buy $500 worth of furniture and not a penny more.
Oh, thank you, honey. Thank you so much.
All right.
Well, good morning, Bruce.
Hello.
Hi, honey. You know Bruce Ramsey.
Oh, yeah, hi, Bruce.
Hi, is little Ricky here?
Yes, sweetheart, he's here. He's upstairs. Go on up.
Little Ricky, Bruce is here.
Hi, Ramsey.
Hi, Ricardo.
Oh, isn't that cute?
Ramsey and Ricardo.
How about that?
I gotta go. I gotta catch the 9:20.
Oh, okay, darling. Bye-bye, sweetheart.
Goodbye, honey. Now, only $500.
I know, $500. I have it engraved right here.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh. Come on in, Betty.
Hi.
Hi, dear.
Lucy, guess what?
What?
You remember you were telling me about wanting to buy new furniture?
Yes.
Well, I just talked to Ralph on the phone, and he's arranged for us to go to a wholesale furniture place this afternoon.
Oh, how wonderful. And I just talked to Ricky, and he said, go ahead, buy a few things.
Oh, good.
How about that? You want some coffee?
I'd love some. Oh, really, they have simply gorgeous things at this place. And I can get you 40% discount on everything you buy.
Oh, that's great. Let's see, 40% of of what Ricky said I could spend. Why, I can get almost twice as much as I thought I could.
Oh. You're so lucky, Lucy. You know, most husbands would raise quite a fuss if their wives wanted to redecorate. Ricky must be very generous.
Oh, yes, he's very generous in his own little way.
Of course, someone in Ricky's position doesn't have to worry about money.
No.
Well, now, let's see. We'll do the whole living room and dining room in early American.
We will? The whole thing? Oh, well, I kind of wanted to keep a couple of the old pieces for sentimental reasons, you know.
Oh, no, 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 dear. You don't want to mix this beat-up old stuff with your lovely new thing.
Well, I don't want to, but...
You know what we should do with this?
Set fire to it?
No, trade it in. Get an allowance on the new furniture. That way you'll save even more money.
Trade it in? That's a great idea.
Now, I think we should put two wing chairs here.
Two wing chairs, yeah.
And a big sofa here.
Yeah.
Maybe even two sofas.
Two sofas?
Yes. Oh. And lots of them. Now, let's see, Lucy. We've picked out the whole dining room set, the buffet, the two chairs, the couch, bench, and tables. Now, we decide on a coffee table. Well, how about this one?
Yes, yes, that's very nice.
Mm-hmm.
How about that one over there, Betty?
Could be.
Yeah, now that I get a better look at this, this is fine.
Yes, I like that.
I like the shape
mm-hmm.
there.
Now, Lance, that's attractive.
Oh, isn't
yes,
it? Yes. Nice. How about that one over there? Sometimes at parties, our friends like to try on lampshades for hats. I was just making sure it was the right size.
Oh, Lucy, you're such a clown.
Yeah. Say, you know, Betty, I can't get over how inexpensive all this furniture is.
Well, what do you mean, dear? Mr. Perry hasn't quoted prices yet.
Oh, well, I just casually happened to glance at some of the price tags, and there's some real bargains here.
Price tags?
Yeah. You know, like, for instance, here's one right here. See, this table's $10.62.
Oh, Lucy, there you go clowning. Those aren't price tags, they're stock numbers.
Stock numbers?
Mrs. Ramsey,
yes.
I've been going over Mrs. Ricardo's purchases like you asked me to. Mm-hmm. And the furniture that she has selected so far, less the 40% discount,
yes.
of course, and the allowance on her old furniture, comes to exactly $1,875.50. So, we like to do these little favors for our friends.
$1,875.50.
That price is fantastic.
You can say that again.
Now, Mr. Perry, do you have any more lamps besides these? Because I don't think any of these are right for Mrs. Ricardo.
I have just the thing for you.
Oh, good.
Look, Betty. Betty, maybe I shouldn't have rushed into this. Maybe I shouldn't buy so much all at once. Maybe I should just buy a chair or a lamp or a little old table or something.
But, dear, why not buy everything all at once?
Yeah, why not? Well... because I sort of like to have furniture trickle in one at a time, you know. Like the chair of the month club.
Stop clowning, Lucy.
Here we are.
Oh, that's very nice.
To tell you the truth, Betty, I need everything by Saturday night. Yeah, we're having some friends in Saturday night, and if we can't have everything by Saturday night, and I know that's impossible, why, then I'm afraid I won't be able to take any of it. But just so the afternoon won't be a total loss, I'll take this little footstool here.
Oh, my, that is awfully fast.
Yes, I knew it would be, so if you'll just wrap
this up... But since you're such a good friend of Mrs. Ramsey's, I'll do it.
Thanks a lot.
Yes. This is $24.50. I'll just put it with your other furniture.
Thank you so much, Mr. Perry. Oh, come on, Lucy. We've got lots of other things to look at. We haven't even started on the den yet, dear.
Yeah, why not? What have I got to lose except my life?
What?
Oh, there I go, clowning again.
Well, here it is, Lucy. Rosie. All your new furniture.
Yeah, here it is.
I'll bet Ricky raves when he sees this. Ray, boy. Of course, you still need a few knickknacks and things, but we can get those next week. Listen, I have to run now, dear, but I'll see you later,
okay.
All right?
Okay, bye. Betty. Bye.
Operator, can I have Skylar 48098, New York City, please? Hello?
Oh, I'm in terrible trouble. Can you come out right away?
What's the matter? What's up?
Who is it?
It's Lucy, and she's in trouble.
Quick, hang up.
Gwen, is it bad trouble, honey?
Well, Ricky told me that I could spend $500 for some new furniture, and I got carried away, and I spent over...
How much?
I spent over $3,000.
$3,000?
What? What about $3,000?
Ricky told Lucy she could spend $500 for some new furniture, and she spent over $3,000. Now, Fred, loosen your collar so you won't faint. Fred, it's not your money.
Lucy? What happened to Fred?
Oh, he got lightheaded just thinking about somebody spending $3,000.
Oh, Ethel, can you come out right away? Maybe Ricky won't be so mad if you're here.
Sure, honey. We'll get on a train just as soon as I can revive Fred.
Oh, thank you so much. And hurry, hurry.
Okay, we will. Bye. Fred? Fred? Fred, come on. Pull yourself together. We gotta go out to Connecticut.
$3,000.
Had a chance to calm down, I'll let you in. Now listen, honey. Now listen. Remember the other day when Betty Ramsey took me to that wholesale house and you said that I could spend $500, and when I came home, you asked me if I spent it, and I said yes? Well, honey, I spent a little more. I didn't mean to, but I thought that the tags were price tags, and they were really stock numbers, see? And, well, honey, now, honey, get a grip on yourself. I spent over $3,000. I didn't mean to, Ricky, really, I didn't. And I'm not going to let you in now until you promise to calm down, be understanding, and talk like a normal human being. Now, do you promise that, Ricky? Do you?
Okay, I promise. Stay right where you are.
Oh, now, honey, you promised to be calm and understanding.
I am. I am calm. And I am very understanding. Now, we'll go in there. We're going to sit down in there, and we'll talk over this whole thing like two normal human beings.
Honey, isn't this pretty, what we're sitting on? See, I got both of them because the room is so big, and they match the two chairs and everything. And I bought this because I like the little railings, and it spins. You can get things from all sides. And the rug, did you notice the rug?
$3,000!
$3,272.65.
How could you do such a thing? Well,
I didn't mean to, but now if you look at it another way, dear, we really saved you money, you see, because Betty got them to take our other furniture in on trade, and Betty got us a 40% discount.
Betty?
Yes, Betty.
Do you remember I told you wasn't right to get too chummy with the neighbors too fast?
Oh, you're not going to say I told you so.
Yes, I am.
Well, I just thought I'd ask. But, honey, I still say that Betty did us a big favor. Do you know how much money we're saving?
Yeah, exactly. We're saving $3,292.95.
Well, not
because
quite.
All this stuff is going back.
Oh, honey, I can't return all this. What'll I tell Betty Ramsey?
Just tell her the truth. Tell her we can't afford it.
Oh, I couldn't tell her that.
Why not?
Well, I just couldn't, that's all. You tell her. You go on over and tell her you're a tightwad.
I'm a tightwad?
Well, if the shoe fits.
You go right over there. You go right over there this minute and tell Betty.
But Ricky...
Right this minute you go over there and tell her. I'll be upstairs.
Honey, you might notice a few new things up there, too.
Go on, yeah!
Anything I can get for you?
No, not another thing.
I saw Ricky come home. What did he have to say when he saw all the new things?
Couldn't you hear him over at your house?
No, what do you mean?
Well, as a matter of fact, Betty, I was just on my way over to talk to you. Oh. I'm afraid we're going to have to return all these things.
Return them? Why?
Well, we just can't... I don't think that, we just don't think that we should look at some other furniture before we plunge into buying all this.
Well, Lucy, you might at least have told me this before we took up Mr. Perry's time and had everything sent out.
Yeah, well, you know, Betty, now that I see all this furniture here, I don't think it suits the house.
Doesn't suit it. It's an early American house. This is early American furniture.
That's just it. It's too pat.
What?
Well, you know what this house needs?
What?
Chinese modern. Yeah, low black tables and bamboo mats and cushions thrown all around. We love to eat on the floor. And lanterns and screens and a built-in mahjong set.
All right, Lucy, why don't you just come right out and say it?
Say what?
You don't like my taste.
Oh, no, Betty. I didn't mean that. No,
well,
what
else
that
could
at
it
all.
Be? No, I'm only trying to be helpful. Well, that's what I get. My husband warned me not to get too chummy with the new neighbors, and he was so right.
Oh, Betty, but I didn't say that. I didn't mean that. You don't understand, Betty. Betty, listen. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh.
What's the matter?
Betty Ramsey was just here.
Oh, you tell her that we couldn't afford the furniture?
Oh, I couldn't bring myself to tell her we couldn't afford it. So now she thinks that we don't like her taste and everything's a big mess.
Oh, fine. Leave it to two women to get everything fouled up. All right, I'll go next door and have a man-to-man talk with her husband. I'm just telling that we cannot afford it, that's all.
All right.
And don't cry on that sofa. That's going back. Mr. Ramsey?
Yeah.
I'm Ricky Ricardo from next door. Our wives have already met.
Oh, hi. Come on in.
Thank you.
And call me Ralph.
Thank you.
Hey, let's go in the den where we can sit out.
I haven't got much time. I just want to talk to you about something.
Oh? I was telling the boys down at the agency that I live next door to a big celebrity now.
what agency are you with?
Burton, Washburn, and Ramsey.
Oh. Are you that Ramsey?
Well, yes, I guess I am. Talking about you last week out at the country club.
You were?
Mm-hmm. Proposed your name to the membership committee.
No kidding.
Yeah, of course, the dues and initiation fee are pretty high, but I told them that money doesn't mean a thing to a big star like Ricky Ricardo.
Yeah, well, yeah, sure.
Well, yesterday, down at our weekly think conference at the agency, I suggested your name for a guest shot on a TV show.
You did?
Yes, and the reaction was tremendous.
Well, isn't that nice?
Are you interested?
Why, sure. I'm always interested in doing guest spots.
Oh, good, good. What was it you wanted to talk to me about?
Oh, well, I just wanted to talk to you about the furniture that your wife picked up.
Oh, that's all right. You don't have to thank me. I was glad to set it up for you. How do you like it?
Fine, fine. Only that, well, it's a little bit high,
High price?
No, no, no. It's not that. It's at, high class. You know, we're very earthy people.
You mean you don't like it?
Oh, no, no. It's not that. It's fine. It's just that, well, it's not for us.
What you mean is it doesn't suit you.
Yes, that's it. Mm.
In other words, you don't like my wife's taste.
No, I didn't say that.
Well, that's what you were inferring.
Well, no, I didn't infer it either.
Well, I got you a wonderful discount, so it can't be the price. What is it?
We just want to return it, that's all.
Well, it's impossible.
Why?
Well, I went to a lot of trouble to set up that deal. I can't ask those people to take it back.
Why not?
Well, I just can't, that's all.
Are you by any chance getting a kickback from this furniture store?
Now, look here, Mr. Ricardo. I don't have to stand here and be insulted. First you don't like my wife's taste, now you call me a crook. I think you better get going.
Are you throwing me out?
I said, I think you better get going.
Who's gonna make me?
I am.
You are.
Would you care to step outside?
I love
it. So would I.
Good.
Good. And you can forget about that TV show. We'll get Cougar.
That does it. Come on, let's...
Hurry up, Fred. Do you suppose we beat Ricky here?
I guess so. There's nothing broken. My, Fred, isn't all this new furniture beautiful?
Beautiful it is. $3,000 worth it ain't.
It's too quiet around here. I don't like it.
Hey, I can get it!
Oh, my goodness.
If he looks like that, what must Lucy look like?
Oh, Fred and Ethel, you're here.
Not a scratch on her.
Honey, what happened?
Don't you know?
No. Honey, what happened to you?
Yo te voy a decir lo que pasó. Yo que esta señora aquí está Ralph Ramsey.
Well, what about Ralph Ramsey?
Que le pusimos una pelea y me empujó un rose bush.
What's he saying, Lucy? What's he saying?
Well, as near as I can tell, our next-door neighbor, Ralph Ramsey, pushed him into a rose bush.
Why did he do a thing like that?
Well, Ricky went over to tell Ralph Ramsey, that's Betty's husband, that we couldn't afford to keep all this furniture. Because when I told Betty we couldn't afford it, she thought that I thought that she had bad taste.
What'd she say?
I got it, didn't you?
No, I was doing better with his Spanish.
What happened to you? You had a fight with Bruce. What about?
He said his daddy beat up my daddy.
Is that so?
Honey, now calm down.
I'm not gonna calm down. I'm gonna go to that run.
I thought people moved to the country for peace and quiet.
Come on, honey, we'll get cleaned up.
Ricardo, I think you owe us an apology. Look what your boy did to our boy.
What do you mean I owe you an apology? You owe us an apology. Look what your boy did to our boy.
Well, I'm not apologizing until you do.
Well, I'm not apologizing until you do.
Well, you started the whole thing.
I did, not my wife did.
Yeah.
I did.
You inferred you didn't like my taste.
I did not.
Yeah, and you called me a crook.
No, I did not.
I didn't call you a crook. Look, get off there.
Lucy?
What?
Aren't you going to introduce us? These are our friends, the Mertzes, our enemies, the Ramseys. This is all a big misunderstanding. The real reason for all this trouble is that the Ricardos simply cannot afford all this new furniture.
Is that all? Why didn't you say so?
Yeah, why didn't you say so?
Yeah, why didn't you say so?
I'm just a little boy!
Lucy, why didn't you tell me the truth?
Well, I was too embarrassed to admit it.
Yeah, me too.
We would have understood. I've been wanting to redecorate our house for years, but we just couldn't...
Go ahead, honey, tell him. We couldn't afford it either.
Hey, look, how about being friends? Sure,
want to
be mine? Sure, let's go and play.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
We had a nice workout, anyway.
We sure.
Forget what I said about Cougar. If you want that job, it's yours.
Well, thanks. I'll take it. Hey, Lucy.
Yeah.
Ralph is going to give me a television job in one of his shows, a guest appearance.
A television job? Yeah. Oh, boy, that's wonderful.
Yeah, it pays
$3,500.
$3,500? $3,500. Honey, that'll just about,
Yeah, no, pay for the new furniture. Yeah. All right, all right.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I knew you were going to do it for the furniture.
I Love Lucy, starring Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz, has been presented for your pleasure by Instant Senka, the hearty coffee you can drink as strong as you like. It still can't upset your nerves.
I Love Lucy is a Desi Lu production. Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz will be back next week at this same time.